right. We ready?
Amen. Oh, I'm grateful for all of you. Amen. I'm thankful. I mean that with everybody here. I love all you. You're my family. Amen. Some of you aren't paying attention, but that's all right. I want to share something. I just want to share, Austin, come on up here. You know, Austin, he has a testimony, does he not? I mean, of how that God just saved his life. And you know what? And this guy does things behind the scene. He's there almost every single Saturday morning, opening up the door for Kelly and running up and down. And, you know, he's there right there for me every service, just making sure the doors are okay. Shuts off all the heat. And you know, when I first started in this church, I thought, man, this is not going to work out, because I had to go around shutting all the lights off, and I went here and there in every room, and I thought, man, the first couple months, my feet hurt so bad. And then came Austin. He came, and you know what? And he does all this stuff that, you know what? And sometimes I just forget that, man, I remember what it was like running around, and he took that for me. And I appreciate it. Takes the garbage out, and and we honor you. We really are thankful for you. Amen. Just want you to know that and your family. So, but I want him to share the testimony of how that God just blessed him. He's just going to share for a second.
Go ahead, brother. Can we stand aside? No? Okay.
This is my time to shine. Just take a break. This is my time. What good song we have tonight. Thank you, Lord. That's all I can say. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me back. I'd like to share a couple scriptures with you. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 50, chapter 14 and 15. That's what I did when I had my car crash. And I'm surprised Kelly didn't share this. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. And see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good both among yourselves. And to all men, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15:18-23. Thanks for reminding me. I do got a praise report. I had a CAT scan done Friday, and it all came back normal. Amen. Well, I ain't here to share that. I'm here to share my testimony. Thank you, Frog Girl. All I can say is, Lindsay, thank you for all the prayers. And thank you for all my congregation and my church. Yes, I did have a tragedy, but it's by God's grace that I am still standing here. When I was in the recovery room, Everybody knows Kelly. She would come in there. She would be like, she cried her eyes out. I was like, I made a promise to Kelly. I was like, Don't worry, Kelly. I'll be running around the church again.
What am I doing, Kelly?
Everyone tell your neighbors, Austin makes his promises and he keeps them. I got a fractured shoulder out of it. I got a fractured back out of it. Yeah, something was wrong with my breathing, and I had over 50 stitches in my shoulder.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, it doesn't feel good. What more can I say? I thank for all the people, and I just thank the Lord that I'm still standing. That's all you can do is thank Him. That's what Thanksgiving's all about. Pastor Chris, this is your church.
Thanks for giving it back, brother.
Amen. Amen. Also, like Pastor Dan, to come up, he wants to share. I asked him to share a little bit on Thanksgiving, and then share your heart.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Amen. Before I start this, just real quick, I won't be long. 5-10 minutes, I promise. I promise. I'm gonna try to keep track of that. First thing I want to say is, I am so thankful for this right here. And it's my heart right here, this church. Pastor Chris, Pastor Kelly, Beth, you know, everybody here, because I tell him all the time, and I don't think he believes me, but, you know, he's my inspiration. And I tell him that all the time. You know, I've been kind of filling in at another church, and it's not home. This is home. Every time I come back here, this is home. You know, and I just hope that what I get from him, I'm passing on to them. Amen. That's what I am thankful for this church more than I can tell. Now, on that note, I'm thankful for my wife. I'm just thankful. I thank the Lord for everything. I mean, every day, it's just, we look out, we see creation. It's just amazing. I want to share one little thing. And since we were talking about thankfulness, and it kind of fit right into what that was, is, you know, I think about this all the time. Am I thankful? You know, am I thankful? So, some of the notes, where my glasses go? Oh, they're over here. So I thought, you know what? Real quick, let's just go to school on thankfulness real quick. Let's go back to school. Let's go to three levels. I'll call this grade school thankfulness, high school thankfulness, and then graduate school thankfulness. Amen? So we'll start with some high school thankfulness. And this is Hebrews 13:15. And Hebrews 13:15 says this, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name." So what I wrote on that was, that's kind of like grade school thankfulness. We thank the Lord for what He did for us. Oh, thank you, Lord. You know, a lot of us can walk around and we say that all the time. Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for saving me. And that's great, and that's where we need to be. But I call that like high school thankfulness. We haven't graduated yet. So let's move over to the next one, which I call, this is going deeper into your thankfulness. This is level 2 thankfulness, which is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And on that one, it says this. It says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Now, this one, in every situation, I can always find something to give thankfulness to. So, this will be your next level. You know, you look away from the wrongs, and you always focus towards the right. We turn away from what we see, but we give thanks for the Lord constantly. So, this is moving you into the next level of thankfulness. So, now, this is the next one. If you want that joy in your life and you want to continue and understand thankfulness, let's go to the graduate level. And the graduate level of thankfulness, and we'll end on this, I won't be long, is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 and 20 through 20. And this says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, the utterance will be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Be filled with the Spirit, always giving thanks to God for all things." 5:18 through 20. I read the wrong one on that. But Again, 5:18-20. Be filled with the Spirit, giving thanks always to God for all things. This is your graduate thankfulness. This is the thankfulness, even in bad things, even in things we wouldn't choose to be in, we still give thanks to the Lord. And I love when we get around this holiday. I'm like you, Kelly. I love this time of year because it reminds us of so many things. You know, we go into stores and you smell them smells. You know, I call them smell reminders. You walk in and you smell these things and they remind you of things. That's so beautiful. And you can sit and think back. But when you get into thankfulness to the Lord, you know, we go from our elementary to our high school to our graduate level thankfulness. And when we get to graduate level thankfulness, that's when the joy of Christ fills our life. And right there, there's nothing greater. There's nothing that can infuse your life with joy more than that level of thankfulness. And, you know, all I pray for and all I ask for is that every day, no matter what we're doing, do we look for the good thing? Or do we always turn and make all kinds of complaints? Do we complain every day? Or do we give thanks every day? Because I promise you this will change your life. If you wake up every day and instead of complaining about something and giving thanks for what's good, this will change your life. This is what Christ was talking about when he said that my joy will be in you. That's what he was talking about, my joy. Without Christ, we have no joy. You know, we might have happiness, and that's up and down, but we will never have any joy. And with that, you know, I give thanks so much if I could even put across how much I love this church and how much I love the people in this church, and I give thanks every day that I came out of nowhere, and you guys all accepted me. And PK and Kelly just took me in like a child, and they kept me here. And it's because of you that I get more inspired and grow more every day because of you two. And with that, I told you I'd be really quick. I'll let Pastor Chris come up. I love you, brother.
Amen. I love you too, brother. I love you too. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There's another one there that, you know what, such a blessing for me that, you know, there's sometimes on Wednesdays that him and Liza are here and Marcy are here before I can get here, because sometimes I don't get here until, actually I was driving on 376 at 5:10. I said, "You there? Hopefully you're there. I got a heating guy coming." So thanks for that. That was perfect too. So he's really good. He already fixed one, so for free. So, but I just want to share with what he said. He said 2 Thessalonians 5:18, and I think this is important. And we're going to do communion. This is our most important meal. And I just wanted to share this with him because that right there says that this is the one scripture in the Bible that I really haven't had time to really study to find out. But this is one scripture that says that you want to know the will of God. This is the will of God, that you give thanks. How many times do we say, "I need to find the will of God. I need to know the will of God. I want to know God's will." And it begins. See, I don't think you could ever find the will of God or really participate or get it until you give thanks. See, because your heart isn't open, like I talked about Saturday night, that you begin to plow the ground, you begin to stir your heart, you begin to open yourselves up to just receive what God has for you in that moment, wherever you're at, so that you can walk in the will of God. So it begins with that. It begins with that part. It's like our second step into that next one, amen? Where that we begin to experience that. And I think it's so powerful. But then this happens, man, and I love this. This was our inspiration as Jesus Christ. Because this is what he did. He says that he was in the will of God, that his heart was to do the will of the Father. You got to remember that here's Jesus knowing what is before him. Knowing that before him is he giving his life away. Knowing that he will be beaten, that he will be broken, that he will be abused. They've already tried to kill him. The Father has protected him. They came after him to stone him. They couldn't find him and he disappeared. It wasn't time yet. But that time he knew it was coming. He knew it was coming. And in the midst of that whole thing, he prepared his heart to give it away. To give himself away. That he wasn't holding back, that he wanted to. In the midst of all that, he was giving thanks. And he was showing them. And you know what? You've got to think of these disciples. Days later, after Jesus went to the cross, and after he rose and he ascended, that even some of those moments, they went back to probably thinking about that Last Supper. And that time that,
Could you believe that he was giving thanks? That he was in that mood and he was in that place. That inspired them. I believe that that just stirred the hearts. That's the will of the Father. That we're going to go through things. We're going to go through. But when those things I go through them, I'm going to give thanks. I'm going to find something to be thankful for. I'm going to be something that I can open my heart to. I'm going to find something. I'm going to wake up in the morning and I'm going to find something to begin my day to be thankful for. I'm not going to let anger and hurts and pains take over my day, but I'm going to let it be a Thanksgiving day. Amen. Every day that I wake up with my heart ready to receive. And this is what Jesus did. And he said this, and Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I who said unto him, Thou hast said. Listen, Jesus just got betrayed. This is what is so beautiful. He just got betrayed by one of his disciples. He just betrayed him. He turned his back on him. He rejected him. He turned him in. He knew that it was because of him, because of this moment, that they were going to come. He told him where he was going to be. He turned him in. Listen. And Jesus says, and as they were eating, Jesus took the bread. The next line, he took the bread. He broke the bread. He blessed the bread, he broke the bread, and he gave it to the disciples. Take this, eat. And he says, he took the cup, and he said, and he gave thanks, and he gave it to them. He gave thanks. Listen to me. We should be giving thanks. He gave thanks. He was giving his life. And at that moment, he was giving thanks to be able to do that. I want my heart to be that way. That even in the midst of it, God, I give thanks for being used, God. Even in my death, even to that place of suffering, God, I give thanks. Because I know I trust you. And I place myself in your hands. So tonight as we come, that this is that one thing that, Pastor Dan, would you come help me? This is that meal that has given us life. That Jesus used the example of eating and drinking, because we need that. That's sustenance. That's life. Amen? That's life. And we got to understand there's no other life greater. That stuff passes away. You all know what I mean. It all goes by. But this brings life eternal. Like Pastor Dan said, there's a hope that we have. That when we begin to come to that place of thankfulness, and the only way we do that is in Christ. And with that blood of forgiveness and life that it brings. Tonight, I just want you to come and give ourselves to the Lord. Amen? Would you stand with me?
If you guys would like to come downstairs, and I know Renee, and I'm going to give thanks for Renee and all the ones that helped to do that. And they got some pies downstairs. Yes. One more thing.
I would just like to say how thankful I am that I have pastors and sister that color coordinate. Okay.
Yes, we did. Actually, we did. Look, she has, look. She has my top. Look.
Well,
Amen, amen.
Man, all right, come on now.